This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. We have one story left to go. I'm in the studio with...
Banana from Malaysia, Christine Wong. And Audrey Raj.
I'm just Audrey Raj.
I didn't know we had that. That's great.
It's a new one, yes. Right, almost time for us to wrap up. As just mentioned, we have one story about IKEA.
Yes.
Come on then.
Stop smiling, Rich.
I can't help this. This is hilarious.
Okay, so IKEA in India, they opened their first store just this August. And they've been, experiencing large footfalls. We're talking about like 28,000 visitors every day.
Whoa.
So before they launched, they were so worried about if Indian shoppers would actually come to IKEA. So they started to advertise on the front pages of every other newspaper. And when it launched, it was just mad. It was like 40,000 people waiting at the doors to get
my
in.
Word.
2 hour long queues.
To get into IKEA.
And then you spend another 2 hours in IKEA getting lost.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then another 2 hours at the counter trying to get out.
And for the first time, I mean, IKEA has like stores in like 40 countries, like 500 stores in like 40 countries around the world, right? But for the first time, they actually had to put a ticker on the entrance of the store to tell people how long it would take for them to get into the store to try and dissuade customers from coming
that
into the store.
That is crazy.
Right? That's kind of amazing, though.
So they've got like large footfalls into the store, but how many people are actually shopping? That is the question. Because we know what it's like in China, and also maybe you can say here. In China, people go to IKEA because they have cheap meals, and they also like to just take a rest on the furniture.
On the beds, yes. I have seen that.
What?
Yeah, yes. They rest on the beds.
Yeah, so it's not exactly, the footfall isn't exactly translating into sales.
Right.
So, India must be having a similar problem as well, because IKEA now has a new plan to get Indians to actually buy its furniture.
And what is this plan, Audrey Raj?
Yeah, so the retailer is considering tie-ups with real estate developers to sell wardrobes, kitchen sets and other such products for new and upcoming apartments. Because in India, furniture is largely sold through local carpenters and furniture stores. So people are not used to buying, do-it-yourself furniture, right? And India, the opportunity for a business-to-business market is huge, because there is an enormous number of houses being built. They are being fitted out from the beginning with wardrobes and kitchens, and so IKEA sees an opportunity here. And IKEA has a B2B segment, which it supplies furniture to small and medium companies such as shops, salons and restaurants around the world. But here specifically in India, they're doing it with real estate developers, because and it's really smart, because India's real estate market is currently estimated at $126 billion US dollars.
I think there are some developers here who do a similar thing as well.
Yes, they do.
You buy the house and you get IKEA wardrobes and an IKEA kitchen and something over there.
Yeah. But the thing is that with IKEA products, it's affordable. It also looks nice and clean, and I think it would be an extra pulling factor for house purchases, right?
Right.
But I'm just surprised, because a story like this, how do you translate sales? You've got a whole bunch. It's a first world problem, isn't it? You've got a whole bunch of people coming in. So your marketing is doing great. You don't even have to advertise. People are coming into your stores, but no one's actually buying anything.
You normally walk away with one of those lint brushes and maybe some candles and perhaps a plant.
Yeah.
That's my IKEA journey
of
the time.
I think that's kind of the problem, I guess, with IKEA, is that you generally only go there a couple of times maybe in your life, kind of, because you only really move or have the need to buy furniture and stuff like that, you know, a certain amount of times in your life. And, you know, with the kind of smaller things, you might not kind of think of IKEA in that way. So like candles and stuff like that. Because when I was in the UK, I went to IKEA for candles. Yay! I'm so cool. But, you know, you don't really think about it in those ways. You think about it, like Audrey said, for the cheap meals or for the fact that you can apparently rest on the beds, which I find weird. Anyway, now the point is, I think that's the kind of problem. It's not a place that you go to frequently in a way to actually buy stuff like that. So that might be why the sales aren't translating.
I'm just wondering what kind of research IKEA did before they decided to launch a flagship store in India, because if they weren't expecting the large crowds and then they had to dissuade customers from coming to the store, and then now they're trying to get people to buy their furniture, A little bit of R&D before they came into the country would have helped.
I think it's likely that, I mean, that's going to die off, isn't it? It's just curiosity. It's something brand new. They've never seen it before. Off we go. It's kind of, it's a day out in IKEA is what it is. That's what it's become, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to wait even an hour to get into a store. I don't know how people do it for two hours. And the traffic jams leading into IKEA India, the images, go look it up on Google. It's ridiculous.
All right. That's all the time that we have for today, though, folks. But thank you very much for all of your feedback regarding the question of whether or not you'd let your boss into your email inbox. If you miss any part of this discussion today, you can download the podcast, of course. It is available on the BFM app, which is free and available via the Apple App Store or Google Play. You can also head over to bfm.my/podcasts and have a listen there. Let's quickly run through the story that we covered though today. We did start off with that, would you let your boss into your email inbox? And it's because of a company who are called Front, who have decided that that for them, they think is the way forward.
Yes, and then that story about fighting app addiction with a second phone. The Palm PDA is making a comeback with a plan to fight app addiction by giving you a smaller phone that looks, that's the size of a credit card and is supposed to help you get off your first phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah. Not buying that.
Yeah. And then we talked about how the UK is, government is actually trying to solve the issue of loneliness with a government-wide strategy to tackle what they are now calling a public health crisis.
And how IKEA India are considering working with real estate developers to get Indians to actually buy their furniture.
Anything from IKEA. Please buy anything from IKEA.
Curry puffs.
Curry puffs are so good.
They're so good.
All right, that's all the time that we have for today, of course, but don't go anywhere. Coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. Palm oil production makes up for nearly 5% of Malaysia's gross domestic product. How is Malaysia responding and adapting to the global call for more sustainable sources of biofuels? The Breakfast Grill spoke with the Minister of Primary Industries, YB, Teresa Kok, on her plans to strengthen the industry. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. I've been in the studio with Audrey Raj and Christine Wong. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. We will be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9, the business station. Here, have a little bit of Steppenwolf. This is Hey Lordy Mama, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.